You know, he's kind of popular, and I thought I would work Steve Bozell into the show. And that joke that Rory McLeod wrote about a stud finder. So we're going to work that in, Rory, if you're watching the pre-show, which I doubt. God damn, is it hot in this motherfucking... you know, it's like cold as hell outside, and I try to keep this fucker regulated. I try to keep the fucking heat regulated, you know, it's because the old lady here, you can't see her, she's... so she's eating. And I try to keep the heat regulated, because she's old, you know, so, you know, old people and old cats get cold. And you can generally tell if a cat or a dog is cold, their ears, you know, but I could be wrong. So I try to keep it warm in here. This studio here is pretty warm because we've got too many computers and things going. But then I also have a couple of space heaters out in the living room and one in the kitchen. And I keep the door to the upstairs closed so we're not getting any leakage. I'm doing all of this shit for this little kitty cat. Why? Am I a good man? Am I a great man, perhaps? Anyway, no, I'm not. Just in case you guys thought I was being serious. Am I a good man? Am I a great man? What is with this fucking... Is this the thing here? Yeah, shit. This keyboard I dropped the other day. We're not using this far-right computer for jack shit anymore. We're not using it for anything. We're not using... It's not our network computer. It was the network computer for a while. Somehow it got defaulted to it. The worst goddamn mistake we ever made, putting that piece of shit online. It is old, man. This fucking movie, Fall of the Roman Empire, what a piece of shit this thing. I mean, just everything's a piece of shit today. The movies, Liz, Stephen Boyd, who was in Ben-Hur, so I guess he took every goddamn Roman history epic kind of a thing, and that's Christopher Plummer.
Where the bloody hell? Oh, there it is right there, see? Hey, Brea, how you doing, baby?
Look at this piece of shit. I mean, it is terrible, this movie. Really fucking terrible. The Fall of the Roman Empire is the name of this turd. And do you think the subject matter is big enough? You think, how do you write that for a movie? The Fall of the Roman Empire is based on the, quote, book. Well, it's a historical... These guys could not throw a javelin to save their asses. Well, here we go. Whatever, man. But, the cat, you know, it's one of those star-studded casts. James Mason is in this piece of shit. You can see Christopher Plummer there, Stephen Boyd. Sophia Loren is in this. And it cost a shit potload of money for its time. This was made in 1964. I think Sophia Loren's fee in 1964, her fee, $1 million. That's a fuck of a lot of money. And it was a box office flop. These guys, you think that a stunt guy or somebody would work with them and make it look realistic, right? And not look like a couple of fucking guys that have never been in a fight before. Anyway, maybe he's about to get the... Here we go. I knew that, yeah, nothing like telegraphing it. Here, I'm now going to put it into your chest. Yeah. Oh, wait, somebody died. I think Christopher Plummer died. Yeah. I'm holding this torch up, and it's really... Goodbye. What are they making? They're going to make out? What the fuck is this? Were they having a conversation? He just shoved a lance through the guy. And I'll see you there, and... Okay. Goodbye. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I thought, huh? What are they doing? They're going to burn her at the stake? Oh, they're burning all the Christians. I got it. Cry havoc and unleash the dogs of war. There's Sophia Loren for her $1 million. It's a terrible movie. It basically is just a really shitty fucking... Like, for instance, Spartacus, that's a pretty cool flick. You know, these historical epics they did with the cast of thousands, all that, you know, Lawrence of Arabia, there was a great fucking movie. That was a great fucking movie. Because you had really good, you got a good script, you got really great actors, Anthony Quinn, you know, Peter O'Toole, what else, what was another great, Ben-Hur was good, Charlton Heston, but then they had these lo-fi things, these, what, he just got her out and the rest of them can burn, is that it? Great. Oh my God, why is he letting them all burn? Oh my God! Why is he letting them all burn? Why did he do that? I don't understand. And the Romans are allowing them to leave.
Here, I got to get Christopher Plummer. He's got my $5.
Anyway, Ed Elcott should talk about that. You know, the great historic epics.
Well, Dr. Elcott.
Jerry, I swear to God, man, don't let me do it, Jerry.
Jerry Boutonniere.
Jerry Boutonniere is not a member of Elcott the Next Step, and so he cannot be leveled by any overlord for his continuing interruptions. But I can be leveled for giving him crap. That's the part that tightens my jaws. And will forevermore tighten my jaws.
Man, oh man. So we had our very first table read. Well, I probably shouldn't say. Yeah, never mind. Not allowed to tell you shit. But even though you guys are BSPs, this I can't say shit. So, the race day, our group is going to be called Friends and Fans of the Phil Hendry Show. I didn't want to call it BSPs because there's only going to be two, maybe, you know, three or four actual BSPs in there. The rest of the people that'll be there are friends of mine. But I did want to plug the show. So the name of our group at Santa Anita on the 30th of March will be the Friends and Fans of the Phil Hendry Show. And tough shit if they don't like it. And one of the races will be named after us, the Fans and Friends of the Phil Hendry Show race, you know, woo! And that kind of shit, you know. And then, like I said, the stakes race that day is the Santa Ana Stakes? Yeah. $200,000 race, which ain't, that's not chicken shit. You know, they figure the jockey, the trainer gets 10%. I had a friend of mine, Derek Meredith, who is a trainer, a former jockey and a trainer.
And he's from England. He has a very thick, sort of a Cockney-style accent. He says, I won 10%.
And he won a Breeders' Cup race. This dude, that's how good he was as a trainer. He won one of the Breeders' Cup. You know, if you go to the Breeders' Cup, they have all these races. He won the sprint and pocketed, it was a $100,000 race. No, wait, there's more. No, it's a $500,000 race. He put 50 grand in his pocket.
He goes, me missus took all the money.
I said, what'd she take the money for?
She rescues horses.
You know, so it was funny to him, which probably is why their marriage survives, because his wife can take 50 grand and not throw it down a rat hole. I wouldn't call it that, but, you know, she rescues horses. She rescues, especially thoroughbreds. And so, she took the 50 G's that Derek won, bought a few more horses, you know, and they have these stables where they keep them.
He's like, it's gonna, they're eating me out of house and home. I've got no money left.
You know, I go, what do you got, man? He goes,
we got stables. That's where my missus keeps them all. And, you know, this and that. I go, God damn, dude. Yeah, it's bloody fucking expensive, man.
I said, well, yeah, fuck yeah, I guess so. Sitting here, I thought you were buying fucking drinks, you know, because he won this race and then we had a poker game and he's flush. Everybody knows it. Well, how about a round of drinks?
I can't. Me missus took all the money.
He's a good guy. Derek's a good guy. Good trainer. And I know all these cats. I grew up with a lot of these. One of my best friends is Ray Bell. You guys may have heard me mention him. He comes from the Bell Bloodstock is the name of their company. And he's trained horses for years. His father trained horses for years. His grandfather was a rodeo champion out of Wyoming. Daddy Bell, as they called him. His uncle, John Bell, is a partner in the company. And there was a time when Ray, in his 20s, back in the 70s, was traveling all over the fucking world, man, buying horses. He was in Australia 1 week. The next day, he was in France. They used to buy a lot of European horses, and maybe it's because, you know, they were good bargains. They were good horses, and they had one drawback. They ran, in the United States, the horses run counterclockwise. So the track, just like in auto racing, everything runs counterclockwise. Okay? Auto racing goes counterclockwise. Horse racing goes counterclockwise. Fucking ice skate, you name it. If it's a oval or circular track in the United States, well, that isn't always the case in Europe. In Europe, and I believe it's in Australia, but also France, I think, they run clockwise.
They're going, you know, so clockwise is basically left to right, basically, and counterclockwise is basically right to left. Am I right? No, I'm doing that wrong. No, I just fucked that whole thing up. We go clockwise. Yeah. In North America, we run clockwise. Wait a minute. No, we don't. We go counterclockwise, yeah. I ain't even going to say left to right, right to left. Just we go counterclockwise. And in Europe, and maybe in Australia, they go clockwise. Their horses run. And apparently, according to Ray anyway, it's a challenge training a horse out of that pattern into the counterclockwise one. It's, you know, look at Lee Grant. Man, I used to have a fucking crush on Lee Grant like you wouldn't fucking believe. She's, you know, I don't even know if she's still alive, but Lee Grant, and she's in her 80s, but when she was a younger woman, Christ Almighty, I thought she was fucking fine. There she is. And talk about a great actress, Christ Almighty. Fantastic actress. So yeah, according to Ray, it takes quite a bit to train the horses out of that habit, so I think that's where they got their bar, you know, they were able to pick these horses up. What fucking movie is this, Giant? This is Giant, right? I love James Dean's great line in this movie. You look good. You look good enough to eat. And then, what, Rock Hudson's character belts him? But it's a beautiful thing. All right, man. I gotta just do one teeny tiny itsy bitsy thing. Be right back. From Natural Born Killers. Gone but not forgotten. 200 and get. Did I tell you guys the latest news? 210. I'm at 212 pounds, 211 pounds. I'm like 2 pounds away from what was my target, 210. What was my target? I'm at the doctor's office 2 days ago, and Dr. Emery says to me, well, you know, Phil, and he looks at some fucking chart he's got that shows you the danger weights at my age. For my height and my bone structure, all that bullshit, I should be around 190. He says to me, you're green at 190. 195, too heavy. And he keeps going down his chart. 190, 185, you're totally cool. He said, 190, you can... 185, 180. I said, but 190. He says, yeah, we can get away with 190. I said, that's another 20 fucking pounds, man. He goes, well, Phil, you know, Jesus Christ, that's another 2 goddamn months. Do you realize how hard I've been fucking working? Hey, Brea, you want your thing here? I think I woke up her ladyship. Did I wake up my ladyship? Do you want to go down? Do you want to come down here, baby? You want to come down? This is like the third time she's wanted to get down. Get down, get in on it, in on it, get down, get in on it, in on it. Man in it. Jungle boogie, in on it, jungle boogie. Look at this. Here's another piece of shit that they got on Revolt of the Slaves. Okay. That's the name of this piece of shit they got on Turner Classic Movies. Made in Italy. Not a problem. Not a problem, but, you know, made in Italy. Revolt of the Slaves. What's going on, Ben? All right, man. Okay, so, honey, Brea, girl. This is your water. Here's your water. Get down, get in and it, in and it, get down, get down. You know what else is really shitty? When they have to make a fiction. I understand that it's necessary for some stories, but the Fall of the Roman Empire movie that I was telling you about, they had to make up fictional characters. Why? Because they've got to bridge certain sections. They've got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, why even make the fucking movie then, man? If you can't tell a goddamn story the way it's a true story, and you got to fictionalize it to tell a fucking, what the fuck is that? So anyway, not that anybody gives a shit about the Roman Empire. I know I don't. I don't care, man, whether they live or die. Oh, you mean they're already dead? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Buckle my shoe. 3, 2, 4. Old man in the door. Okay. Real product user, not an actor. Keith M., mail carrier. All right. She's just sitting there staring. I think she smells the other cat. Is Thunder out there? Thunder's out there, huh, Brea? It's okay. It's all right. This is your domain here. This is your domain right here, baby. It's okay, Brea. I don't know what her story is, man. She's sick and she's old. You know, she's got a lot of shit wrong with her. Got a lot of shit wrong with her. Okay, good girl. All right, so she's rock and roll. She's crashed. She's going to settle right there at the door, so she's cool. All right. Laughlin, Nevada. Best of the Desert series. Is this a bunch of assholes riding their fucking motorcycles and destroying the fucking ecosystem of the desert? It is? Great, let's watch it. All right. What are they going to do? They're going to cut this guy's hands off? Well, that was fucked up. All of these Roman movies have got these torture scenes that are like, this one slave is like kicking ass on, go get him. Yeah, there's a good judo move. Another one. Why not kill him? But then, why am I watching this thing? All right, man. No. That's a character we haven't done in a long time, Art Griego. He used to be really popular. Oh, a slave. I think I can use him. All right, man. There we go. Don't you care? Don't you care? Whatever happened to all the good times we used to have? All right, man. Where is that? Because I'm going to play a lot of it. I'm going to play the shit out of it. I'm going to play the shit out of it. Very good. All right, we have what we need, the document, the documentation. And so, let's get started here on Elcott, the next step.